is 7 after the hour. Monday, the 17th of June is upon us. And we have usual spate Kenny of issues, political issues, governmental issues, issues that have to do with us not being able to get along. I guess if we all, why was it Rodney King who said, why can't we all just get along? If we could get along, we'd have nothing to talk about. What would we, how, anybody ever think about that? Those of you who have a great life, who have children, you've celebrated them, you're a dad, you had a good weekend, good Father's Day, and you find that you're getting along well with your children, your spouse, things are great at work, you don't have any problems, plenty of money, you feel good, you feel connected to the whoever it is that you consider to be your maker. So then what are we talking about? Watch that grass grow. Listen, hear the crickets? So anyway, I guess we celebrate somewhat the fact that people are not perfect. Some people have sense, other people do not. So we'll look into the inside of people's minds, the workings of things that seem pretty serious. A couple of bombs, for example, last night striking a large military airport outside of Damascus, Syria. Not clear yet who was responsible. So here we are in America thinking about Syria. 888-302-3684. We've been talking about Syria for months. Many of you in school may have studied this area of the Middle East. Many of you may not know where Syria is. I know countless people who didn't know where Iraq was before we started our involvement there. So is this a good thing? There have been this whole business about the Civil War, people not wanting to any longer be repressed by a dictator who's killed 100,000 or more of his own people. Russian President Putin, coming off of his divorce, came out defending arms contracts with the Syrian government over the weekend, chastising the United States over aiding the rebels or creating a no-fly zone over Syria. What say you about that, given the fact that the news media is telling us that the rebels are connected to al-Qaeda? Here we are, on one hand, fighting al-Qaeda. On the other hand, we're helping them. Does that make any sense? What are people saying about that? Ken Kessler monitors social media at Facebook, facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter @Good Day Show. What do people say about that, Kenny?
On Twitter, Michael says that Obama's starting a war with Syria to distract from all the scandals.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he's not the only one that thinks that.
No.
Ricky says we've left it too late to save Syria. This conflict can never be won. And Maddie says this sets the stage for World War III.
Ah, really?
Yikes. On Facebook, Jay says there's no winner to be found here. We should never get involved in a religious war. And JP says, I would say, Europe, take care of the people in your backyard. The U.S. is not always the go-to country.
Mm-hmm. G8 Summit this weekend. Is it this weekend? It's this week, I think. It wasn't this past weekend.
This coming week, yes.
Yeah. Focus on ending Russia's support of the Assad regime. So let's listen to some of the sound. One of the things that we do during this hour of the program is listen to various excerpts, various radio programs, various television programs that deal with some of the issues of the day that we are talking about, information maybe that you haven't had, some news nuggets here and there, and certainly you're welcome to comment because that's really what this is all about. 888-302-DOUG, email to doug@dougstefan.com or to ken@dougstefan.com. Bob Schieffer on CBS's Face the Nation talking to Congressman Mike Rogers of Michigan about the announcement from President Obama that we ought to, that we are sending, not we ought to, but we are sending aid to the Syrian rebels.
We don't have any real idea of what aid the administration is planning to send them, other than they're just going to send some. At this point, Mr. Chairman, do you think Congress will go along with the president's request for military aid to the Syrian rebels?
Yeah, I think if the requests were presented tomorrow morning, I don't think that they would. The administration needs to come up to Congress and make a comprehensive case. What is the plan? Where are we going on Syria? And what do you want to accomplish? Some of the things that they've told us, told the Intelligence Committee in the past, doesn't comport with what they're presenting as the direction they want to go. So we've asked them to come up and say, if we're going to move this direction, you're going to have to come up with a more comprehensive plan. I mean, it seems to me they have a great media strategy. They don't have a great Syrian strategy. And I don't believe any of our members, and we had both Republicans and Democrats on the committee, express concern about where they think we are today and where we think the administration wants to go. They've got a lot of explaining to do to come up and say, here's our comprehensive plan on how we move forward on what is a catastrophic situation that's getting worse every single day in Syria.
888-302-3684. Here's radio host Steve Fermier talking to Senator Ben Cardin of Maryland about the plan to get ourselves involved in Syria.
The White House has decided that it's time to arm rebel groups in Syria. Red line, as the president has put it, has been crossed. Do you support or oppose this decision?
Well, I think it is important for the United States to be more decisive, working with the international community to do what we can to make sure that the Assad regime comes to an end as soon as possible. This is a horrible humanitarian crisis in Syria. We're approaching 100,000 that have been killed. We have millions that have been dislocated. There was a hearing that I chaired yesterday in the United States Senate to talk about the millions of people that are currently refugees as a result of the crisis in Syria. And now that it's been confirmed that the Assad regime has used chemical weapons, it's important that the international community do what we can to bring this crisis to an end.
What kind of options do you think are prudent? No-fly zone, ground troops, any of those sound as though you could support them or not?
Well, we've got to be very cautious as to how we get involved. We want to first be able to protect the civilian population and secondly help those in the opposition that are committed to a government that will represent all the Syrians, that we help them in getting more control over Syria, hopefully bringing down the Assad regime.
That raises the question, how do you decide which groups to support, especially given that some groups may have terrorist, even al-Qaeda connections, and that point, I think, was raised even by the Russians?
I think we know the opposition forces fairly well by now. We know those who are reliable. We know those who have committed to a free Syria, a democratic Syria. And we also want to make sure that whatever support that we give, that we have accountability to make sure that that support remains with the forces that are committed to a democratic Syria. We do not want to see any of our support go to extremist groups, even though they may be working with the opposition, because we know that their objectives are different than what we see is right for Syria.
Do you think U.S. ground troops should be deployed in Syria?
No, I don't think we should have ground troops in Syria. I think this is a matter for the Syrian people that it really involves the opposition and the opposition being organized. We've seen that the opposition can be extremely effective if they are given the support that they need. So we believe the people of Syria will change their government and they do not need U.S. troops in Syria.
888-302-3684. So let's get at it here. A lot of you would like to be heard on this. Are we getting involved in another black hole? You'd think these people would learn after a fashion, but apparently they don't. And I refer to these people as those people who are supposedly in charge of running the government. They are served with your tax dollars. And so what is there that they are doing that you like? What is there that they are doing that you do not like? 888-302-3684. Spontaneous response would be appreciated here on Good Day.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
It's nice to get a love letter once in a while. And boy, did we just get one at eHarmony.com. Independent research has confirmed that our passion for finding you that perfect someone works. Really works. eHarmony.com ranks first in highest number of marriages, first in most satisfied marriages, and first in most enduring marriages. Visit eHarmony.com. Stop waiting. Start communicating for free today.
Periodic brake inspection on your Buick is necessary to ensure optimal performance. Proper rotor and pad tolerance.
Stop. Pull over here.
As I was saying, proper rotor
this and... This view is amazing.
Pad tolerance as well as alignment geometry must be maintained at maintenance...
Take me a picture.
When the certified service experts take care of your Buick, you can just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. For a limited time, retail customers can get AC Delco Professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $79.95 or less per axle after $20 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Tax and other services, including turning or replacing rotors, are extra. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends July 31st, 2013.
Membership helps Strictly Bicycles keep business tuned.
Building a bike is like building a small business. With a bike, it's about weight, and a business, it's cutting costs.
The Plum Card from American Express Open offers an early pay discount or extra time to pay your bill with no interest.
It helps with my cash flow and lets me reinvest so I can put my money to work.
Find out more at open.com.
I'm Nelson Gutierrez, and I'm a member of Making My Money Work as Hard as I Do.
This is what membership is. This is what membership does.
Terms and conditions apply.
Have a good day. Next.
Hi there. Two hot dogs, please.
Oh, honey, this has been the perfect getaway, and I can't believe how much money we saved with Hotels.com.
Shh. If people find out we've got extra money...
Oh, sweetie, relax.
There you go.
How much?
For you, $37.
Whoa!
Plus it's extra.
What is it, wrapped in gold?
The Hotels.com 4th of July sale. Now through July 4th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
888-302-3684. Group of eight leaders set to meet in Northern Ireland today. The civil war in Syria expected to dominate the conversation, according to Deputy National Advisor for Strategic Communications. How do you like that? How do you like to have that job? According to Deputy National Advisor for Strategic Communication, Ben Rhodes, they'll clearly discuss the situation in Syria. What genius, huh? Kenny in Montana wants to discuss this.
Had we acted 2 years prior, we probably would have been able to do something. But now the regime is, you know, it's really entrenched. And, you know, you got China on one side backing them, and you got Russia on the other side. And it really makes for a bad situation. You know, and it doesn't matter who's in office. If we had a Mitt Romney or President Obama right now, we're staring at a real bad problem. And the bad thing about it is if we try to bomb them and we hit one of their weapons of mass destruction plants, it could possibly be worse. Probably the worst thing we could do. So, looking at it, it's a lose-lose all the way around.
Hi, let's continue with your focus here on Syria. A little more input and lots from you. The world goes round and round, and we discuss that here on Good Day.
My name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Now, 23 minutes after the hour, as we continue to discuss Syria, the main topic of... I'm taken back. The Deputy National Advisor for Strategic Communication, Ben Rhodes. What, is he still in high school? Is that why? Deputy National Advisor for Strategic Communication. I know some of you who listen to me and know me and feel like you know me well, you get a kick out of the fact that I get stuck on things. This is, I'm stuck on this. Deputy National Advisor for Strategic Communication. What is that? Can we look that up, Kenny, somehow or other, and see what that is in terms of some government job? Who gets to be the Deputy National Advisor for Strategic Communication? Obviously, Ben Rhodes gets the job, but what is that job? It's kind of like, who was that man who would like to shake his hand? He made my baby fall in love with me. The Deputy National Advisor for Strategic Communication. Hey, the efforts that are underway to support both the opposition but also a political settlement in Syria is where we are right now. Let's listen to a little bit more conversation about this, because there are a lot of people that want to be heard, but there's a lot of good input from various talk radio people. For example, host Bob Davis here talking to political analyst Andrew McCarthy about Senator McCain's continuing push for the U.S. to get involved in Syria.
What is McCain's fascination with aiding rebels, whether it's Libya or Syria?
Well, I don't want to pretend to be able to read McCain's mind. That's a sort of a scary place. But trying to give him the best of intentions, I think he is one of these people who believes that if we just plant Western notions of liberty in Islamic countries and exhibit to jihadists that we really don't have it in for them, and that we can be their friend and helper, we will be able to create authentic democratic societies and turn our enemies into our friends. I think it's a, you know, it's a fanciful theory. It'd be wonderful if it was true and that it worked, but it's when the rubber hits the road, it's a catastrophe.
How do you think Obama's appointments are going to? I know he's been supposedly considering this week, and reports keep saying that they're going to say something soon. So I would think that. I mean, the thing is, Susan Rice is an interventionist, and apparently so is McCain. To me, they're birds of a feather.
Yeah, well, I don't think there's a lot of I've called the McCain faction of the Republican Party, which unfortunately seems to be the dominant faction for purposes of foreign policy, a progressive faction. I don't think they're at all conservative, and they're how much they care about American national security. You really have to peel back their rhetoric and look at exactly what they're doing, because they, you know, on the one hand, they're always screaming about the need for, you know, strong defense, and on the other hand, they're always making strong defense necessary by empowering our enemies. So to me, it's kind of a crazy kilt way of going about security. But I think you're quite right. I don't think there's, I think that Susan Rice is a movement leftist. And McCain is a progressive internationalist. They probably differ maybe widely on a variety of issues, but on this one particular about American intervention on behalf of what often turn out to be America's enemies, or at least forces hostile to America, I don't think there's a lot of sunlight between them.
888-302-3684. A lot of sunlight between you and our suggested involvement in Syria. They're smarter than you are. We'll figure it out in a moment here on Good Day Program 28 After.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. You may think you're in a sci-fi movie, but the reality is it's here and it's now. Are you ready to get behind the wheel of an autonomous car? Google made headlines when it announced the self-driving car, and according to their road tests, they're pretty safe. A self-driving car is defined as one that does not require direct input from the driver in terms of steering, speed, or braking. The Google-tested cars have an override, so a human can take over the automated system if necessary. But the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration put the brakes on that, at least for now. They've put out a list of rules and regulations regarding automated vehicles. And at the top of the list, the agency wants more testing and research. We're talking at least 4 years for that first phase of research. So don't expect to see a driverless car down the block anytime soon. But when it happens, don't say I didn't warn you. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Three instances that call for a travel insurance plan. Number one, luggage not on the carousel.
I watched it load on the plane.
Number two, you become ill or injured.
Fake guinea pig? Not a good idea.
Number three, cancel your trip due to inclement weather.
And the weather forecast for today calls for 20 inches of snow.
Let's get serious. Travel mishaps happen. Get a travel insurance plan through TravelGuard. Call your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Coverage will be limited by the terms and conditions of the policy and may not be available in all states. Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
It's everyone's favorite meat game. Ken picked grill number one and got ribeye steak.
Whoa. Ken, you can keep the steak.
Or
swap it
for the ribeye pork chop.
Pork is less expensive.
I'll swap it. Nicely done, Ken. You've won delicious pork and great value on
swap.
Find affordable and swap-worthy pork recipes at porkbeinspired.com. Pork, be inspired. This message funded.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Father's Day marathon on Channel 9 yesterday. So, I didn't see it. Let's resume our discussion and conversation with your calls about Syria. 888-302-3684. That's pretty much where we've been. I'm not going to spend the whole hour on this, but there are a lot of people, because of the G8 summit today in Northern Ireland, Syria's raging civil war will top the agenda as the conversation begins. The G8 is, though, pretty much a, isn't it? I thought it was an economic conference. Aren't these guys, they have them like twice a year, Kenny, right? Ken Kessler is here.
No,
again.
It's a global concern kind of conference.
Really, for some reason or other. Or maybe there's a separate summit on the economic realities that they go through. Anyway, so the President, Prime Minister Putin, Prime Minister Cameron of England, and all the rest of the people that are involved. Let's see, it's Russia, Canada, Japan, Britain, France, Italy, Germany, and the U.S. Those are the people who are in the G8. The President is going to deliver a speech on sustaining Catholic-Protestant reconciliation from the Good Friday Peace Accord 15 years ago. I was in Ireland last December, when I went to Ireland. It was really I had not been to Ireland before. I've been to England hundreds of times, but never to Ireland. And it was a pretty eye-opening experience to go across into what was, as far as Belfast is concerned, the two sides of the city are still pretty divided. They lock each other out of each other's sides every night, that kind of stuff. But everything is pretty much held. So is that the kind of thing that would work in Syria, one wonders? Every area is different. 888-302-3684. By the way, Iran elected a new president. A reformer named Hassan Rouhani was elected in a victory, got 50% of the vote. Now, what do the results show? What does it mean to have moved away from Ahmadinejad? I think it's pretty interesting that those of us, well, us, I've never thought that Ahmadinejad represented really what people, especially younger, it's not a whole lot different than what went on in this country, honestly. The vote was very much split between the older and the younger crowd, and the younger Iranians were very happy. Bye-bye, Ahmadad. Or bye-bye Ahmadadi was what was translated. He was not a well-liked character at all. So, what does that do to what's going on in the Middle East, to Syria, and to our involvement and our dislike for the Iranians, or to them seemingly putting the rest of the world in jeopardy, being on the brink of nuclear disaster? Especially the Middle East. 888-302-3684. Meanwhile, let's listen to some of the thoughts that you have. Some of these calls are live. Some of them we recorded earlier. Some of them have been taken from some of the programs that we monitor. For example, Maria in Minnesota and her looking away from Syria.
It just seems like we always have to have a reason to go into these other countries. And right now, we can't afford another war. They're just, it's not even possible. So for them to entertain any of these ideas is ridiculous. And the biggest thing we can do right now is try diplomacy, whatever we need to do, but no more engagement with war. It's just getting ridiculous.
No more engagement. One wonders how people voted. As you listen to some of these callers, are you interested in whether they voted for Obama or for Romney? And does that make a difference? Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. Let's move from Minnesota to Michigan for Leonard's call.
With this prospectiveness of their saying that they're using gas and chemicals there, why is the United Nations not stepping in on it and, you know, taking the lead against these foreign governments and politicians that are doing the different things? I mean, that's why they made the United Nations and the World Courts. I just can't understand why the United States administration and executive branches want to take the lead on it.
888-302-3684, because Obama is the Manchurian candidate and he's a puppet of big business. Is that an answer to the question? Is that part of what may be going on? You don't know, but it's worth some consideration, don't you think? Janice, moving over to or moving down to Louisiana to one of our stations there.
There shouldn't be an option to go into Syria. In fact, we need to get out of the war business, period. Bring our troops home to take care of this country and this hemisphere and help others when able. The fact is, we are making enemies. Our strategy is screwed up and our tactics are insane. Our strategy is to arrest terrorism, to protect this country by becoming terrorists ourselves, by using tactics pell-mell, when invading, bombing, and killing too many innocent people. We must not be afraid to do the right thing, and killing is not right.
There's a perfect example of why you don't leave your radio up, because it becomes distracting when you try to listen to yourself, because there's always a delay on a program like this, about a 10-second delay. So please, when you call 888-302-3684, leave your radios down. I thought that almost sounded like something that she had written, but the words were good and I think representative of what most of us think. We need to get out of the war business, but the war business is good for business, and we want to get people off the unemployment line. So this is the way to do it. So are we betwixt and between here? 888-302-3684. Paul in Pennsylvania, also pretty much mirroring what this last lady just said.
I just want to say that I think one of the biggest problems facing our country today is the fact that there are no real constitutional checks and balances on foreign policy. It seems that each individual administration at the time decides what it wants to do and how, And basically, we should be minding our own business. This WMD situation has been put before us before, and I think it's a worn-out, illegitimate argument. We need to take care of our business here at home and leave those people to themselves.
888-302-3684. We'll take a couple of more calls, get a couple of more comments from Kenny as to what you may be thinking and what you've expressed on our social media, and then we'll move on. Tamara in California is also against us being there, being involved in Syria.
I wanted to comment that I don't think the discussion about U.S. intervention in Syria is at all realistic. It's quite clear that if the United States intervenes in Syria, we will be at war with Russia. And for the first time in decades, we're enjoying improved relations with Russia, particularly with regard to international security and suppression of international terrorism. So I'm puzzled that there's even a discussion about U.S. intervention in Syria.
Yeah, well, look at who's in charge, and you don't see there's a dime, what do they call it, a dime's worth of difference between one party and the other in this circumstance. All right, Roy, why don't you finish it off for us?
I think we need to bring the troops home and put them on our border. I don't believe we need to send our troops over to another country for another 8 or 10 year fight. Our debt is high enough. We're borrowing money from China to fight them. And I just feel like it's time we bring our troops home and put them on the border. We got to protect our borders. Russia and China is doing theirs. So why can't we and let the United Nations take over?
8302-3684. All right, Kenny, anything to cap these comments?
Yes, a couple more comments from Twitter. Ham says, today the U.S. sends weapons to Syria. Tomorrow the U.S. attacks Syria in the name of terrorism. And Bill says, why the heck do I care about Syria when we don't police radical factions of Islam in our own country?
Mm-hmm. All right. Some food for thought there. Speaking of that, with all the conversation, the NSA and surveillance programs that they're running were number one last week. And I think we can probably find an item or two that is of interest, including maybe a few calls from some of you on this. So that'll be up next here on Good Day.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Okay, new kid. Here's your company phone. I've pre-programmed it with every number you need in life. The first one's my personal number. Never call it. Ever. The second one is 1-800-GRANGER. Use it for everything else. Any problem you have, they can help. I've also loaded the Grainger app for you. You can download it for free. Tippity-tap, on the spot. Your solution is on its way. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-281-9981. 800-281-9981. Don't wait. Call 800-281-9981. 800-281-9981.
Have a good day. Next.
Hi there. Two hot dogs, please.
Oh, honey, this has been the perfect getaway, and I can't believe how much money we saved with Hotels.com.
No, shh. If people find out, we've got extra money.
Oh, sweetie, relax.
Here you go.
How much?
For you, $37.
Whoa.
Plus, it's extra.
What is it, wrapped in gold?
Yeah. The Hotels.com 4th of July sale. Now through July 4th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
You ever seen a snail race against Indy cars? Didn't think so, but you can. Right now through July 19th, when you buy a set of four select Firestone tires, you get a $50 Firestone prepaid MasterCard by mail and four admissions to see the new DreamWorks animation movie Turbo, opening in theaters July 19th. So get into your nearest Firestone retailer today for the Destination Turbo promotion.
Admissions value up to $58. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Certain offer restrictions and limitations apply. See your authorized Firestone retailer for details.
888-302-3684. All right, 14 before the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Ken Kessler and I here to drill home some of the conversation over the weekend with some of the radio and television hosts. For example, when it comes down to the NSA, although I don't really care, I see that Dick Cheney's being quoted everywhere defending the NSA. This is my own prejudice. I don't care. Does that bother Kenny? I know you got some audio from him being interviewed on Fox. I don't care what that guy says. He's so completely irrelevant to the discussion of anything. Other than, if he said the sky was blue, I'd wonder if
I think the only reason that they drug him out was because he was involved in creating some of the surveillance stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
That's a guess. I don't know for sure.
He has no credibility, as far as I'm concerned, in any discussion about anything other than his daughter's sexuality. Here's talk host Jason Rands, however, talking about why he thinks Edward Snowden, who's the fellow who leaked all this information, Snowden, is a traitor.
Edward Snowden dropped out of sight after checking out of a Hong Kong hotel on Monday. The South China Morning Post newspaper said it was able to locate and interview him on Wednesday. Let me just point out that if the South China Morning Post newspaper can track him down, I'm going to assume that we can probably track him down too. It said that Snowden, who has been both praised and condemned for releasing documents about United States telephone and internet surveillance programs, said he was, quote, neither a traitor nor a hero. I'm an American. He's an American who doesn't trust or like our rule of law. He doesn't like or trust our courts, our national security programs, our FBI, our NSA, the Justice Department. But I think he likes our Italian food. He likes our pizza. Asked about his choice of Hong Kong to leak the information, Snowden said, quote, people who think I made a mistake in picking Hong Kong as a local as a location misunderstand my intentions. I'm not here to hide from justice. I'm here to reveal criminality. And he's it's an interesting point that he's there to reveal criminality because he's not talking about his own. What he did was illegal. What he did was wrong. Now, you can make the argument that maybe he was justified in doing it. But generally speaking, if you think you're justified in breaking the law because you're doing it for the greater good, aren't you a coward if you run away? If you think that Edward Snowden is this hero for telling us about this program in which some of our phone numbers, all of our phone numbers, are being tracked, they're being mined, we call data mine. Basically, the program would take the numbers that we are dialing out. It would take a sort of a snapshot of the numbers we're dialing, the number that we're dialing from, the time and place that the number was both dialed and the place that it was dialed, and they're sort of coming up with this big database that can go through and say, okay, we know that this number 555-0000 belongs to a terrorist. Who called this number? And so they look through the database and they're able to see, oh, you know, Jason Rantz dialed this 555-0000 number that belongs to a terrorist. Hey, we just got a lead in the case. And that's what they're doing. They're not listening to the content of our phone calls without a warrant. They're not looking at our emails without a warrant, so far as we know. They're just getting the basic data points to sort of compile this database. Because if you think that the NSA or the FBI or whomever has the time to actually listen to everything you're saying, you're nuts. They don't even have the time to listen to any of my phone calls or read any of my texts, the amount of texts I send every day. And so just keep that in mind when we're talking about what Edward Snowden did and why he did it.
All right. Well, as soon as Jason Rantz graduates from high school, and we'll then quiz him, Kenny, on whether he did a good job in civics or history or whatever it is. The point isn't that some human being is listening unless something is flagged, but they have devices that listen and put together things, and you're saying, of course not. Humans are not listening to all those calls. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton. And weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
After the hour on today's Doug Stephan Good Day program, hopefully the sun is shining or will be shining where you are today. That'll be a nice thing. Yesterday on ABC's This Week, the focus was on immigration. As you can imagine, that's probably the, where would that be? That'd be number three after Syria, the NSA. Yep, immigration would be number three. Jonathan Carl interviewed Senator Marco Rubio, who has been pretty much in the eye of a storm here. Criticism he's been getting from hosts as to whether or not he's going to support his own immigration. But remember, he was part of the Gang of Eight. He helped write the bill. Now he's doing a little dance, a backstep.
You are one of the primary architects, author of the bill that came out of the Senate Judiciary Committee, immigration reform. I have a basic question for you, Senator. Mm-hmm. Do you support your own bill?
Well, look, I think it's an excellent starting point, and I think 95-96% of the bill is in perfect shape and ready to go, but there are elements that need to be improved. This is how the legislative process is supposed to work. You offer an idea, you get public input and the input of your other colleagues. From these criticisms or observations come out new ideas about how to make it better, and of course you can't ignore that. Those things need to be addressed, and we have the opportunity to do that now, in particular on the border security element. Look, the vast majority of Americans, the vast majority of conservative Republicans are prepared to support immigration reform, but only if we can ensure that we're not going to have another wave of illegal immigration in the future. And so I think they have pointed to valid criticisms of how the border security plan is structured in the bill and, quite frankly, very reasonable ways to address it.
If the bill stays as it is regarding border security, Do you vote for it?
Listen, I really don't want to get involved in these hypotheticals and ultimatums about what I want.
That's a very real possibility, Senator.
Well, no, I don't think it is, because the bottom line is a bill that does not have increased border security, which everyone now, I think, has conceded needs to happen. I think the debate now is about what that border security provision looks like. And if we do that, this bill will have strong bipartisan support. If we fail, we're going to keep trying, because at the end of the day, the only way we're going to pass an immigration reform law out of the House and Senate so the president can sign it is if it has real border security measures within it.
Okay, you've taken some real heat, especially from the right on this. I want to go through just this past week some right-wing commentators. You had Ann Coulter say Chuck Schumer is playing Marco Rubio. Eric Erickson said Marco Rubio is either being played the fool or we are being played the fool by Senator Rubio. Glenn Beck called you a pretty nasty name and said he is not on our side. So what do you say to this, and what has happened? I mean, you used to be the guy hailed as a conservative hero to some of these guys.
Well, I think it's important to remember that on virtually every other issue, I agree with many of the folks that right now are just not supportive of the immigration reform bill. I understand why they're opposed to it. I really do. I mean, we have the most generous country in the history of the world whose immigration laws have been taken advantage of. You have an administration claiming that there's no problem, that the borders are already secured when everyone knows there's not. And people are frustrated by this. And to top it all off, when you mention any of these things, you're accused of being anti-immigrant or anti-Hispanic. Now, I recognize there's a division among conservatives about it. I respect other people's views on it. I understand why they're frustrated by it. I just hope people understand that the reason why I've undertaken this is because this is a major problem that's hurting our country. And the only way I know how to fix problems is to get involved in trying to fix them.
But directly answer that question. Are you being played by the Democrats? Is Chuck Schumer playing you? Is essentially the charge.
I don't even know what that means, because the fact of the matter is
using you. To try to accomplish something that the Democrats want and is not a conservative bill.
Immigration reform is something that all Americans recognize has to be done. I mean, I don't focus a lot on public polling, but if you look at these public polls, it's clear the vast majority of Americans understand that what we have in place in this country is de facto amnesty, a broken legal immigration system that needs to be reformed.
All right, so who's going to argue with that, Kenny? He's right. We do have a broken system. And who's going to fix it, or how's it going to be fixed? Now, what do we have? You have some social media comments on this. There certainly has been, over this last week or 10 days, no shortage of people commenting in any way possible about the fate of the immigration bill, or more importantly, the fate of our country with this wild immigration a direct challenge to the authority of the people who are already here.
I don't have anything yet. Over the weekend, it's just mostly a lot of people retweeting or reposting things that were on the talk shows.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things I found that very interesting in that little piece is the way that it seems like Rubio has become a politician just like everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
He seemed like he was different before, but now he's giving all these political answers, and he says this bill is 95% perfect, but he doesn't want to support it. And I just can't imagine how many other bills have come through that he and so many others have supported that were less perfect than that.
Why can't they be like we were, perfect in every way? What's the matter with Congress today? 59 past the hour in the Good Day program.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.